Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. On January 11th, we have the first new moon of the new year. So happy new year and happy new moon. So before we get into the forecast for each individual life path for this this new moon, just be aware that this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. This is also a great time, if you haven't done so yet, to get your year ahead forecast and your diamond for your current age. So if you haven't done that, you can do that on my website as well. Again, I look forward to working with you. All right, so let's take a look to see what this new moon of this new year has in store for us. Life path 33-6. So you all are working with some interesting energy around this new moon. And so, of course, new moon means new starts, new initiations, taking charge, initiating something, setting intentions, making a plan, that sort of thing. So for you all, you're really working with some powerhouse energy here. So again, keep in mind, the universal cycle for 2024 is 8 energy. You all are going to be working with 8 energy for this new moon. And it's actually 35-8 energy. You're also going to be working with the energy of gorilla. And so there's definitely something here about courage, having the courage to go after something, or finding your strength to face something, whatever it may be. And a lot of times when we're working with 8 energy, the focus becomes around those things that have to do with, the physical plane. So money, power, status, influence, resources, authority, expertise, that sort of thing. So there's something here where it could be, there's something that you are meant to really focus yourself in on, or whatever, right? Put your energy towards, that's going to help you to become the expert at something. So then you can share that expertise. Or maybe you've become the expert at something and now it's time to share that expertise. And so this new moon is going to help you to see in what ways you're meant to share that, or what feels right for you, right? But there needs to be this level of courage to say yes to it, to step into it, whatever it could be, because likely it will be outside of your comfort zone to some degree. And so it's going to require you to say yes to it and then back it up, right? So this is an energy where it's put yourself out there, promote yourself, however that needs to be. But you've got to be able to back it up with the skill set, right? So if there's something that you've been meaning to, start a platform or start a new job or apply for jobs or whatever, but there's a particular job that you're applying for, this is the type of energy where when you start something under this energy, if you feel ready to do it, from a very deep-seated energy, right, from your core, go for it. Are we ever really ready for anything? No, right? You know what I mean? So it's not you have to feel 100% ready. It just means that whatever you put yourself out there to, you're promoting yourself or you're applying for something or whatever the case may be, wherever it is that you're indicating that you're the expert at something, just make sure you can back it up, right? That's what this is saying. And if you can't, then this is a beautiful energy to fine tune those skills, to go back to school or take a course or attend a workshop or whatever, or read some books, whatever works for you, to where you can become the expert or at least gain that confidence to be able to back up whatever it is that you're putting out there. It's a great time to do that. this is also going to be a time, especially with gorilla energy, where it's going to be making you or asking you to look at the areas when it comes to those very physical things, right? Like money, resources, power, status, authority, expertise. Where is it in those areas that you are self-sabotaging yourself, that you're holding yourself back, that you are the expert, or at least enough of the expert that you could put yourself out there, but you're holding yourself back because of, again, self-sabotaging beliefs or whatever the case may be, or you go to do something and then you get cold feet and you back away. And again, it could be like imposter syndrome or fear of success, which is a very real thing, or, you know, whatever the case may be, or just lacking the confidence. Like, you might have the expertise, but you might be lacking the confidence. And so, but in order to get the confidence, you have to put yourself out there. You have to like take those risks, right? And so this could be a period where you start to find ways to really practice, right? Get yourself out there so you can at least get started. But I do think you'll be asked to kind of look at where it is that you are self-sabotaging yourself, where you're holding yourself back from these areas, right? From abundance, from wealth, from the spotlight, from a place of having influence, right? Maybe you're somebody who's wanting to start a YouTube channel, but you have fear of being seen or recognized or whatever the case may be, right? Whatever we sabotage ourselves with. So I do think that'll probably likely come up under this new moon to have you rework it, to have you, you know, find healthier ways, healthier outlooks to, so you no longer self-sabotage. This can also be a period with gorilla coming through of achievements, right? Which is so highly correlates with the 35-8 energy. Of achievements. So, you know, under this 35 energy, we've got, you know, like having some kind of plan, some kind of strategy in place, will help you to have that confidence to achieve whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. But you can also see under this energy that things that you've put forth the effort in previously are now coming up for reward, right? Like you're now reaping what you've sown type thing. So it can be beautiful in that sense where you've already sort of put forth the effort and now you're just kind of sitting back and seeing what comes your way. So it can be beautiful in that sense. But for some of you who are truly initiating something or starting something under this energy, this is going to be a period that again is going to require courage and strength. It's going to require you to step out from the shadows, to say yes to the things that might, you know, scare you a little bit. You know, and you might get recognition from that. You might, you know, have a stronger focus on business or career or step into a different kind of business or career that you don't feel ready for, but you are ready for it. So this is a good period to just kind of be adaptable and see what happens, because almost anything can happen under this energy. So I would say, you know, have a strategy, have a plan, but also be prepared for whatever comes in and be able to adapt to that. You may also see under this energy that there's more demand for like responsibility or discipline. Like you might see that you get promoted, right? And with that promotion comes more money. But with that, you know, more money and that promotion and more responsibility comes, you know, again, more responsibility. And so you have to be more disciplined and et cetera, et cetera. So it can be a change of pace potentially around this energy, or, you know, but it also is a rewarding energy. So whatever this is going to be like, you're ready for it. It's aligned with your soul's purpose, etc. It just might be a little bit intimidating, or it might feel a little intimidating at first, but you just need to find ways to overcome that. This is definitely a money vibration. So again, you could see an influx of finances. You could see new ways of making money. You might have to be creative when it comes to figuring out that, but you can definitely be very successful in upping your income around this time. It could also be around inheritance, because the eight governs inheritances as well. So you could see something around inheritance coming through as well as at this time, but definitely potentially some money focus at this time. I would say also just be careful about not letting the pressures of this cycle get to you, like not like, you know, burning the candle at both ends or, you know, going to extremes type thing. Make sure that you keep coming back and finding your center, because again, like if you get a new job or something like that, then there's potentially added responsibility. You know, you could overwork or overexert yourself, and you just want to make sure that you're still holding those healthy boundaries and making sure that you're not, sacrificing yourself to the point of depletion, right? Or at all. This can be a really invigorating time as well. So where you could like feel really like alive and excited about what's to come and what's like presenting itself to you. And so I would say take advantage of that vitality and that excitement and, you know, don't hold yourself back. This is such a great energy for saying yes and, you know, showing the world what you have to offer, because it's a lot. So yeah, I love this energy for you all. So I hope it's a powerful one. The key here is, I think, to keep finding your courage to say yes to the things that present, because if they're presenting to you, it's because you're ready. You just have to make sure it's what you want, right? And you're not saying no to it out of fear. You're saying, if you say no to it, it's because you truly don't want it. So big energy under this new moon. It's a short cycle, but this could very easily be setting the groundwork for the coming months, right? Of some things that are meant to open up for you in the coming months. So pay attention to what you see coming. I hope it's a great one. Happy New Year, 33s. I'll see you again soon. Bye for now.